Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I can't believe it's after 9 o'clock already. It's crazy.
Went just, quick.
It did. The day flew by. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Three more days till Friday.
Keep going.
There we go.
I heard you.
I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I
what is that? Sing. Can't we hear you sing? What's wrong with you?
I can't sing along you with love it, to you sing. Know? I do love to sing. Oh my God. Singing. So fun. But I'm not. I can't sing along with it. I don't know the words.
Oh, for crying out loud. You don't know any words, and that's it never
true.
Stops you from singing.
Yeah, my day. There you go. Is that what you wanted? Is that what you really wanted?
No, I wanted you to sing, actually sing, not that for.
Well, I don't know the words. So all right. I can't do it.
Fine.
I like singing.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. This whole texting machine is here for you.
Mm-hmm.
So text us already. 800-400-3697.
What are you
couple.
Waiting for?
415 says, hey, Vinny, how happy are you now that you moved your family someplace close to where you love to live and not close to work? Well, that was, yes, it feels rewarding. I mean, we've had quite a few of our things have gone wrong for us recently, so it's nice to see something worked out. But I really hope we're all back in the same, not that same building, because now I know we're not ever going back to that same building. But I hope we're all back in a building together one day.
Yeah.
Even if Sarah decides, I'm not going back. I'm going to work from Vermont and on a farm.
I'm not doing that. Stop it.
But even if that's the case, I still would like to go back. Even if it's just me and Bryn and Nicole, then fine.
And I'm just a ghostly apparition on a Zoom machine?
Whatever. I mean, plenty of people do that.
Yeah.
Even if I only do that, you know, a few days a week. Anyway, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen. This is all news to me, what Sarah told us today. I hadn't heard that. I'm not completely surprised, but it's still news to me. Will there be a way to watch you guys if you are never going back to the office? Sorry to hear about so many changes. Also sending love to Vaughn, wherever he is. Vaughn got a new gig and moved to L.A.
Yeah, Vaughn, he actually landed well, considering that his portion of the program came to a very abrupt end when we stopped doing the Looking Glass. And as far as being able to see us, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about that.
Oh, let's
but
hear
there,
it.
No, there could oh. be there could be things in the works.
More juice, oh. Let's hear it.
Yeah, what is up?
I'm not going to say, because I only said the things that I was told were okay to say.
Oh. But there may be a camera process in the works where we're on the whole time.
I wouldn't want to say that.
Oh. But that's the case, huh?
I'm not saying that.
I heard Entercom bought Zoom
is
going to make that part of the radio.com app, and you'll be able to get everything in one location very soon.
You've heard more things than I have, so that's great news.
Not a surprise either.
No, not a surprise at all. I mean, after the success of radio.com, I don't know why they're not out there buying all the tech companies.
Right. My 2-year-old has her ear to the ground, as they say, and she knows stuff. And that is where I heard the news. We bought Zoom. And anyway, moving on. Can you please recap this breaking news about your office?
No, I'm not doing that. I probably shouldn't have even told you guys on the air.
Oh,
so I'm not recapping anything.
All right. So am I getting you guys are not going back to the studio?
Could you stop reading those? Do you think that would be possible?
All right. I mean, they're there, and it's news we all heard.
Well, there's plenty there that you don't read, so.
All right. There's only one brick house on the Alice airwaves. I guess that's Sarah.
No, it's not me. It was Yuzette. Yuzette was the brick house.
What about Nicole?
Nicole, are you a brick house?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, see, there it is. We do have that's the one
I'll take
brick
the title.
Oh, Brick.
Denim overalls are making a comeback, Sarah. I saw a bunch at Old Navy last week. Okay.
All right.
Because Old Navy's been known to be on the cutting edge of fashion.
Well, clearly they are. I mean, if Gucci's doing it, they were like, oh, look what Old Navy's doing. Let's do that.
All right.
But let's dirty ours up first.
Bloomingdale sells tennis shoes that look like they're 20 years old. Yeah, I know. That's it's a thing, this antiquing. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and buy my stuff new and antique it myself. Thanks. That's me.
Yeah, I like to get some years out of it. Sometimes when I'm trying to put my pants, I have a couple pairs of jeans that have the pre-made holes in the knees, and I always wind up ripping, like I throw my foot in and my toe snags on the thing and it rips the damn hole even bigger. And now I have cut off shorts. I did not want those.
Hey, don't give glass tables a bad name. Glass guy here, who did at a young age rip my lip open on the corner of a glass coffee table when I fell. 32 stitches later and a lifelong fat lip. I'm fine. Okay.
32 stitches and a lifelong fat lip.
530.
I guess I'll know you if you show up at my house to do some glazing.
My drunk sister went right through a glass coffee table. No injuries, thank goodness.
Oh, that's good. Sometimes drunk people survive things. You're like, no one's surviving that. And then the drunk person goes, oh, all right. It's okay. They're so relaxed, the drunk people.
Can you please tell us which episode it is on The Secret Show so we can look it up? No, it got deleted. That's the whole story. Behind the story is our producer at the time, later that afternoon, said, I can't find it. What?
Yeah.
The Secret Show I don't know what happened. I don't have it. It's gone.
Teachable.
But at least, you know, you don't have to worry about it being something that can't air.
Guess that's true.
Yeah, that was true. Except that was some of Scott's most brilliant work, and it just went poof. And frankly, I mean, if what Sarah says is true, she deleted it on purpose, I'm even more mad.
Well, I don't know that that's true. That's just always been my theory.
It didn't have to air, but you didn't need to delete it to make that happen. Our boss could have easily said, put that in the archives. We'll deal with it another time. WTF, Vinny, says 415. I have two first graders in Marin, and they go to school from 8:30 to 2:40 every day. You need to talk to your school. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm not going to talk to them. There's not a bunch of options for us, and actually, we know everyone there, and, you know, this is the way it's working right now. And frankly, after hearing that teacher that texted in, I think it was yesterday, who said, they're working their ass off just to get this much accomplished. I feel like, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not having to worry about that, frankly. I'm sorry that you are, because that doesn't seem like enough time.
No, it doesn't. Like, truly, she seems done before I'm done.
Well, she is. She starts after you and ends before you.
Right.
So it's, you know.
It just doesn't seem, but whatever. I was really hoping that my daddy daycare would be down to one child, you know, when school started. That was what I was looking forward to. And when I walked out and she's like, no, I'm done. What do you want to do? I'm like, oh my God. What?
Don't you have 30 pages of math homework to get through?
Did you 408 says, did you hear about the girl swimming from Santa Cruz to Monterey? Yes. I think that she's in the water now, right?
Oh, I don't know about this.
I'm not completely familiar, but I've seen posts already this morning. She's in the water, I think, as we speak, unless she just finished. 415 says, weird coincidence. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are on GMA right now talking about their child coming out as transgender and what it has meant to them.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So maybe she went on to host the, you know, because she's hosting this. It's an all black actors table read of a Friends episode, and she's going to host it. She must be publicizing that, and they've been.
Yeah,
very
and I remembered
about
that
it.
She was on Friends. That's sort of what that triggered for me. And
well,
one
you were
of my
a huge
friends,
Friends fan, so it's
that's not
surprising
entirely true.
That.
But one of my friends texted me and said. Yes, Gabrielle Union was on Friends. She moved in across the street, and Ross and Joey were fighting over dating her.
I guess you have to really be paying attention to remember her on there, huh?
No, I mean, she's Gabrielle Union.
God, you loved that show, yeah.
How could you not know that she was on there?
Yeah, no, I mean, I watched every episode, and I don't remember her being on there, but, you know, I guess I just wasn't as big a fan of Friends as you were.
Oh, more texts about the announcement of our changing buildings. Let me read some of those.
I guess you weren't that big of a friend of fans of Friends.
Right.
Yeah. We got three more days to Friday.
Morning, I swear. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Vinny, says 415, lots of people are coming up with ways to toss or flip candy to kids so that they don't have to come in to the doors.
Oh, we should slingshot it at them. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the right way to do
aim
that.
Aim for their feet. It'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong?
Those t-shirt cannons, you know?
Oh, yeah, candy inside. Good idea. Yeah. Yep.
Vinny, the music that Ozzy's daughter is singing would go right with one of those foo-foo jean shops in Malibu Country Mart where you pay $1,300 for a pair with holes in it. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I'm sure that ARO, great voice, but awful songs. Try again, please. I don't know. I'm sure that she's passionate about her music. Everybody who makes music is.
Yep.
And I'm probably not cool enough to get it.
Yeah, that's what I've decided to. I'm not cool enough to get it either. That's a good way of putting it. If I don't like it, it's just because I'm not cool enough to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Here's an idea, 510. Each family could paper bag their own candy, label it with the child's name on it, and leave it in the driveway on the block so kids can walk around. Oh, that's so much work. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and also kids totally only take theirs. You know, right. That's the great thing about kids. They're not, if you leave your bucket of candy out there, it's not gone after one kid. That's the great thing.
An 8-foot black pipe, their candy slides down. Put a mask on at the end to make it fun. No construction necessary.
Oh, my God, that's
necessary.
Hilarious. That's Jesus. Hilarious.
All right.
That's easy, yeah.
Sure. Easy.
Simple, easy, awesome.
Stand at the end of this thing. What? Stand at the end of this thing and get the candy when I slide it down. What? Oh, God. Come over here. What? Oh, God. I don't. Let me put this down. I'm just going to walk up. Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
We're going to do a candy hunt this year with our kids, like an Easter egg hunt. You can find cute little plastic ghosts, pumpkins, Amazon, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I guess I like that pinata idea, but
yeah,
I like breaking
that's
stuff.
Great.
So for me, that seems more fun than the candy hunt, but whatever. I mean, we all want our kids to dress up. We're all seeing our kids are getting a raw deal
fun.
By
There's
this
nothing wrong with that, right?
Pandemic crap, so...
But people are going to have to be doing their own things. I think the mass trick-or-treating is a dream for this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's not happening. We're not doing it. Mm-mm. There's no way. We're going to have to
figure out a little.
Even the
quarter of people who say they're going to? Yeah, good luck. Not with all the darkened houses. Don't come over here.
So happy Vinny's daughter played with Friends. Like Barbara Streisand's song, people who need people. Are the luckiest people. What the hell?
Are
I just got tricked into reading Barbara Streisand.
In the world.
Yuck.
Where's Scott Capro to sing that when you need him?
I think he's in Europe. Vacationing.
He does go there often for vacation.
Yeah, a lot of people are writing in about the 6-foot, 8-foot, different candy chutes with different size PVC piping and...
I like that. I like the candy chute.
You do.
I think it's fun. You could put a sign out front that says, get candy here. That would be, you know, that would eliminate the yelling part. Although the yelling could be part of the fun.
You think so? Really?
I don't know. It depends on how long the chute is, Vin.
Gabrielle Union was on the episode of Friends. Ross was helping her move. Joey helped her move, and then they were competing over her. Joey talked about Ross's divorces. Ross talked about how Joey was a poster boy for VD. both literally and figuratively, I believe, because he actually was on a VD poster, right?
I believe he was because he was an actor.
Right.
I don't specifically remember that, but
in the end, remember things better. Spoiler alert, nobody scored with finger quotes.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching it right now, actually.
Oh, what fun.
It's like 5 minutes, though, so I'm trying to see if I can find a part that, you know.
Plays
a little chunk.
Oh, boy.
That'd be fun.
925 says, going home from hospital today after a full leg amputation due to cancer.
Thank you, Sarah
and Vinny, for being there to get me through every painful morning. That really puts in perspective us not getting to go out and play today, doesn't it?
It does. And what a time. First of all, what a time to be going through cancer in general.
Yeah.
But to have lost a leg, I'm so sorry, and I wish you the best possible wishes I can send, because it's going to be a tough transition, but you can do it. You'll find it in you. And there'll be people there who are there to help you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, someone is saying Gabrielle Union is from the Bay Area and went to high school here.
Oh, well, hello, Gabrielle Union.
Yeah. Some local ties, everybody. Oh, look at the time. All right. Well, we're going to stop there, but thanks for sending in your text. We do appreciate it, and we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How you
what
doing?
What were you going to see, Bryn? I didn't hear you say what
I was looking up where Gabrielle Union grew up, and
probably
apparently,
Union City.
Breaking news here, oh. She's from
Millbrae.
Oh, she's not from here. Is that true? I thought she was from here.
That's what it says.
All ready to claim her.
Oh.
Well, that's what the internet says.
Well, the texters and they're lying liars. They're just liars with pants on fire.
She was born in Omaha. I'm not sure where she went to school or where she actually grew up. So.
All right. Well, I'm glad
it
was Omaha.
Do some more research.
That's always nice.
Awesome. Yeah, that's the third time we got to hear that today. It's fantastic.
Yeah, perfect.
I love that. Listen, have a great Tuesday. Get everything done because tomorrow's hump day and it's all downhill to the weekend from there. We got Big Brother on tomorrow night. Very exciting. I know. Hump day. It's a good day. So do you have big plans? Anything you want to share?
No, I'm still sort of reeling from the news we got today, and I'm looking forward to going to do some daycare and you know, or childcare, or where I guess parenting. I'm looking forward to parenting. I look forward to going
ultimately,
out in the
that
other
is
room
what it's called.
and parenting my kids, and then I don't know what the day has in store for me after that. There you go. There's another day in
another
pandemic
day.
America.
Another day Yay. Down. Only no one knows how many more to go. But cross that one off. Mm-hmm. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.